You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has cut funding for Auckland Women's Centre, which helps support women and their families in need and helps to promote healthy parenting. In response to these cuts, the centre has called the government to create a women's fund to support New Zealand women. I spoke with Auckland Women's Centre spokesperson Leonie Morris and asked what the most significant implications of these cuts would be.
The Women's Centre has just lost a government contract, which was for us to provide a project for single mums. And we worked with 600 single mums and their families, supporting them and working with them around encouraging positive parenting. So this project will finish on the 30th of June, which is tragic because it was an excellent project that was well supported and appreciated by those single mum families.
And has there been funding in similar sections to accommodate these cuts?
No, not at all. There is no government funding for women in New Zealand per se. This funding was for positive parenting, and that's a really excellent fund. We believe there needs to be a new fund which is specifically designed to both support women and to address the big gap in New Zealand between women's position and men's position.
So you talk about how a women's fund could combat stuff like sexual violence and sexual abuse for women. So how do these cuts affect services that we currently have, like Women's Refuge?
This particular cut is that I'm talking about is a cut to the Auckland Women's Centre. There haven't been cuts in terms of domestic and sexual violence. The government provides not enough, but some funding in those areas. But what it doesn't provide is enough prevention funding. And then this, we're calling for this women's fund, which would fund prevention projects around domestic and sexual violence. It's important to address the harm that violence to women does, but it's also really important to try and stop it before it starts.
So how would a women's fund help to challenge gender norms?
We need to really do a huge amount of work in New Zealand around challenging gender norms. Those norms are very harmful for women, and they're also actually harmful for men. We've seen recently with the Roastbusters incident, where young men were boasting about raping young women, and then even more recently with the Wellington College incident, where young men were effectively advocating raping young women. That we've got a really deep-seated problem in terms of how men view women. And we haven't been making progress on this issue. In fact, we've been going backwards. So we need a women's fund that could do a lot of work in terms of challenging those gender norms, whether it be in schools or in sports clubs or in the community. We need a lot of work around media literacy, challenging all those negative ideas about women, all the rape myths, and also the myths that are perpetuated by pornography, how accessible pornography is now. We believe that is undermining young men seeing women as equal.
So would you aim to, through this Women's Fund, re-educate men and women about the effects of gender norms through pornography and social interactions?
Absolutely. It needs to we need to do this work in a very systematic and thorough way, because if we don't do it, if we just continue to ignore the harm that pornography does, we continue to these harmful gender norms which have been going, you know, for centuries now, which feminists first started challenging in the 70s, but are still not, are still prevalent in society. If we don't challenge those, then we're going to do nothing to change our violence against women statistics, which are horrific. So that one in three women will experience psychological or physical abuse from her male partner in her lifetime in New Zealand, and one in four girls will experience sexual abuse during her childhood. These are the most horrific statistics in the Western world in New Zealand. And we also know, whenever we look at these negative statistics, we know that it's Māori women, Pacific Island women, disabled women, migrant women who are most affected by these negative statistics. So we really need the government to step up on this.
So going forward then, asking the government to step up, what can they do from this point to support women?
We want them to immediately establish a women's fund. We want it to sit with the Ministry of Women's Affairs and be available for groups like ours, other groups that are concerned about the harm that gender norms do, to be able to apply to this fund. We know in New Zealand that financially women are so much worse off than men, that over their lifetime they will earn over on average $600,000 less than men will. So this is a huge problem. We have a huge problem of the financial inequality between women and men. We have a huge problem in terms of women being represented, positions of power in New Zealand. We know that of the 50 largest New Zealand companies, none of those companies have a female CEO. So this is a big issue that the government needs to address immediately, and it needs to address it significantly. There was nothing in the budget that addressed this issue. There was no increase in the funding for the Ministry for Women in the budget. What happened in the budget was that there was a tax cut for well-paid New Zealanders, and those people are going to be largely male.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really need to make a huge step in terms of women's equality.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.